This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We have to have action. We don't have any action. It happens. A week goes by. Let's keep talking. Another week goes by. We keep talking. 2 months go by, all of a sudden, everybody's off to the next subject. Then when it happens again, everybody's angry, and let's start talking again. We got to stop.
That's President Donald Trump today meeting with the governors of that which is known as these United States of America, talking about the tragedy in Florida, what to do about it. A man of action, unlike many men in government. It's a different time with Trump. The kind of listening tour he's been on, he actually gathered people around that disagreed with one another. He didn't pounce on anybody. He didn't yell at anybody. He let everybody have their say, even when one of the governors kind of lashed out at him for him tweeting about needing to, you know, arm teachers. But he didn't say arm all the teachers. Anyway, it's that concept, Superdon, of the new sheriff in town, it's not just a saying. This guy's doing things differently. I'm watching it. I'm going, I don't recall this happening.
The difference between this sheriff and maybe another sheriff that could be new in your town is he's armed with Twitter instead of a six gun, right?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's driving the leftist crazy.
No, I get
crazy,
what you're saying.
But
I get what you're saying, and it is. I'm continuing to be amazed, but in a very entertaining way at the way that he handles things. I mean, he does. I mean, he did. He had a meeting with, it wasn't all the governors. All the governors didn't show up. Some of them, I think they, you know, had things they needed to do, like, you know, pick up dry cleaning and stuff, rather than show up for this. But, I mean, it was a good meeting if you had a chance to listen to some of the other governors. Not everybody agreed with him.
Mm-hmm.
But,
thing is, it wasn't a yell fest, a scream fest.
No.
I mean,
no.
It's like, wow, you know, people could share ideas that were differing. And even though, like I said, one of the governors that was, you could tell he was trying to do a dig, but Trump didn't bite. He just moved on. He went to the Texas governor and said, oh, what do you think? So, letting it all hang out in that way, I think it's a good thing. In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, check it out. We've got Dr. Bittar coming up a little later. Also, earlier in the day, published an article by our good friend John Rappaport, who I would encourage you to read everything he writes. And this was called Guns, the One-Size-Fits-All Solution. That is no solution. And you know, what concerns me about even Trump, and I'm not really thrilled about what Trump's doing in terms of his proposal, elevating the age of acquisition of a long gun from 18 to 21. Don't agree. I think this is a state issue. The Fed should have nothing to do with it. And the other aspect of the bump stock, it's a nonsense issue, the bump stocks. Honestly, people that use bump stocks, you understand that's kind of what they call spray and pray. It's kind of a weird thing. You're not accurate at all with these things. But again, the idea of the right to keep and bear arms being a right bestowed upon us by not government, but by God, you recognize that everything the federal government is going to do here is going to violate our right to keep and bear arms. And I know this is upsetting for the people who think, well, it's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. Great quote that John starts his article with. The novelist William Burroughs once wrote, after a shooting spree, they always want to take the guns away from the people who didn't do it. I sure as hell wouldn't want to live in a society where the only people allowed guns are the police and the military. And even the police who had guns did not go in to rescue these children, to save them from this gunman. So the idea of waiting, I'm not on board with that. The idea of arming teachers or whoever is capable and able, absolutely. As a parent, I would feel much better about that. But I think the problem with leftists that don't like that, or governors that don't like that, they perceive that there is nobody out there with self-control and self-discipline, because they themselves view the world as they see themselves, unable to contain themselves if they had access to a firearm. They don't trust themselves, therefore they feel like they cannot trust anybody else. And that's fine if you can't trust yourself with a firearm, but I trust myself and I trust those who are trained to handle themselves appropriately and accordingly. And if you want to do training to make sure they're skilled, absolutely. There's no argument from me or a lot of people on that. But Trump is not saying arm every teacher. The teachers are going to have the freedom to say, yeah, I would like to be trained, or no, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But for the leftists to say, if you put the guns in the hands of teachers, that suddenly it's going to be wholesale slaughter, it's because you don't trust yourself with a firearm. You don't trust yourself, your ability to contain your urges, your primal urges. Something weird about that. You don't trust people enough. And granted, I don't trust government officials enough. And I hesitate to say, but I'm not. I don't trust all police enough. We know that even police officers can be corrupt. I know police officers who talk to me about it. So it isn't about blanket statements. It's about finding the people that will be willing to defend, because in this case, the officers were not willing to go in to protect those kids. Now, I want to go to the Kentucky governor here, Matt Bevin. I'm liking this guy more and more and more, and what he said at this governor meeting. It's the second time I heard him talk. He was at an impromptu interview and somebody was asking him about it. And he was the first and only in the mainstream media, and I know he's not a mainstream media pundit, but someone in the mainstream, a governor of a state, to actually bring up psychotropic medication. But he sets the stage on an issue of values, per se. So let's give a listen to where Matt Bevin, governor of Kentucky, what he said in that meeting with Donald Trump today amidst the governors who were there.
Many things have not changed. There have always been guns, and there were fewer restrictions.
Right.
There have always been guns in homes and fewer rules. It isn't to say that these rules and these restrictions are necessarily bad. But what has changed is what we do or don't do as it relates to acknowledging the value and the dignity of every human life.
Okay, this is a very interesting perspective and a topic I could spend 2 hours on, the value and dignity of human life. And Trump, I think, responded and, you know, started bringing up the issue of the violence in the video games and the movies and all the exposure, the desensitization to violence. And, of course, the leftist media immediately picked up on that, and that's all they reported on. Not that there was a really fruitful meeting in the sense that we actually engaged in discussion and debate and threw out ideas that were opposing and differing, the left, the right, everybody was there, nobody yelled at one another. No, it was like, oh, yeah, Trump is calling for a ban on movies and violent video games. He shares what he sees and feels and thinks, and he throws it out there for people to consider. But no, the leftist media says, oh, now he wants to ban video games. That's really not honest reporting, but then again, when do we see honest reporting from the mainstream media? Now, in terms of the value of life, you know, we get to the leftist love affair with Planned Parenthood and the eradication of life before it begins in the physical flesh, although it is physical in the mom. And so there is a devaluation of human life on some level when you're so willing to just discard human life like that through abortion. But let's move beyond that and get to what we do to human life once it comes here and it has an emotion. It's sad. It's depressed. It's angry. These are human emotions. They're true to all of us. Certainly when we're kids going through our adolescent years, we're going to have these feelings. We're going to get angry. Get angry at mom and dad. Come on. You've had kids. You know what this is like. You've been a kid. You know what that feels like. But does that mean we need to respond pharmaceutically? And Matt Bevin, governor of Kentucky, goes there after he talks about the value and dignity of life.
And when you couple that with the number of psychiatric drugs that are increasingly systemic and that have very severe warnings associated with them related to depression and suicidal thoughts, you put all these things in a mess, and no one among us is bold enough or willing to step up and challenge the fact that this is a problem. This is why it goes unchecked. And I would call on you, sir, as I'm calling on my fellow governors and myself, to seize the opportunities we have to call America to higher action as it relates to our mores.
Matt Bevin for president at this point. I mean, that's how much I liked what he just said. And the silence is deafening in response to that. Nobody did a follow-up question. I know that that environment there wasn't for follow-up, but in another time, a day or two ago, when I saw him respond the same way to another reporter, there's no follow-up on it. Where is the mainstream news on Governor of Kentucky says it's psychotropic drugs? Do you think that would be an interesting angle on the story? It's like the media has a complete blackout, silence. And that is deafening, folks. The pharmaceutical industrial complex owns your government, owns the government regulators, owns the mainstream media. Or else you would be zoning in and honing in on what Governor Matt Bevin says. Instead, we get stories about all teenagers are now going to be screened for depression. I kid you not. The first time I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul many years ago in the early 2000s, it was about the Texas Algorithm Project, how they were predicting who was depressed as a kid. They wanted all of the kids to go through screening. He and I agreed 100% that it was only done as a roundup measure to cull the herd by putting more and more of these children who have emotions on psychotropic medication, starting with methylphenidate, PMP, speed, Ritalin, moving them up into SSRIs, even though the drugs have never been tested, except we do know, as Governor Bevin said, the psychotropic meds have warning labels about suicidal, homicidal ideations, tendencies, and behaviors. They remove, speaking of governor, they remove the governor on your behavior so that things you would think, fleeting thought, now becomes an obsession. And now the limiting factor on doing, actually acting out those horrific, death-inducing behaviors is gone. The limiter is gone. The governor on that behavior is gone. So I find it very ironic that it is a governor that finally spoke out truth to pharmaceutical power, yet very interesting, not a word one anywhere in the mainstream media. Super Don, if you had seen a headline that covered this, would you have sent it my way?
Of course.
Yeah, so that means you
absolutely
didn't, right?
Yeah.
We're not censoring it. I didn't see it.
No.
You didn't see it.
No. You had to dig deep for that one.
Folks, what about the nutritional aspect to depression and getting people out of it? Nutrition instead of drugs? Yes. That's coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day. How do I do this? 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We are counting down to a very sad day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, Ben, our buddy Ben on the board, says he's leaving. I thought he was faking it. He's holding to his guns. Speaking of sticking to your guns, he's sticking to his guns. He said, I'm leaving. But he claims Wednesday. It's only going to be a sabbatical for a few days, a few weeks, a few months. What is it going to be, Ben?
A few months.
A few months. See, I hear that and I hear I'm never coming back. I just feel like he's like leaving us in the dust. I don't know what I said, what I did. I even bathe before every show so I don't stink up the place. And still, Ben has to go.
It's all those Whitney jokes.
All the Whitney jokes? Oh, Whitney is insisting. Blame Whitney. You know, when I meet Whitney in person, on your trip down to Florida, Ben, big trouble. I'm going to check with her on all of this. Okay. Now you're going to avoid me. I know. All right. Well, I hope you eat well on the 3 months off, Ben, because otherwise you're going to be depressed.
I always eat well.
You do? Okay.
I try
well,
to.
You're going to be depressed because you're not hanging out with us then. That's a different story. Then get the CBD in you. You'll be okay. We'll make it. We'll all make it. Now, here's an interesting story about diet. There's a study that was done about a heart-healthy diet. And one of the side benefits, right, you like that. With drugs, there's always side effects. And, of course, the side effects are typically as bad or worse than what you're taking the drug for to begin with. But when you go on a healthier diet, guess what? You get side benefits. The side benefit of a heart-healthy diet, apparently, is a reduction in the risk for depression. How many of these kids that they want to screen, and I didn't go into details on it, but they're saying all teenagers should be screened for depression by the Association, what is it, American Association for Pediatricians? How do you say the AAP, Super D? I don't even like that organization, but...
App,
yeah. It's not the right kind of app. It's OP. But they never met a vaccine that they didn't want to inject into every one of your children. And this is the group that is saying, now if we just had mental health screenings. See, this is the problem. Yes, mental health screening. It's all about mental health. All of the calls for mental health, none of them are going to the end conclusion of what happens when they determine you're mentally ill. They put you on the very thing that removes the governor on your behavior so you can go out and do horrible things to yourself or others. That's not considered. Because what do you think is going to happen when they start asking questions of teenagers? Are you depressed? Have you ever had thoughts of sadness, suicide? It's like a normal human thing when you're a teenager. There's going to be a day when you feel like an outcast. They catch you on that day. Suddenly you're like, put them on Paxil, right? Put her on Zoloft. No discussion of cannabidiol, CBD, to take the intensity off of an experience like anxiety that would drive you into anxiolytic drugs that are also devastating in terms of how they impact your behavior. This heart health diet, I may not agree with everything in the heart health diet, but they did show by eating more whole foods on processed foods, there we can all agree, they had a side benefit, and that was they felt better mentally and emotionally. And so when they find all of these kids, if they do initiate this kind of screening, do they then say, hey, what are we feeding these kids with our government-subsidized school lunch program? No, they're not going to care about that. They got their low-fat, hormone-infested, pasteurized, homogenized milk to keep them happy, right? They got, I don't know, whatever kind of cheese products that they're giving these kids. But the whole idea of diet being more important than drugs, not going to happen when they screen these kids. Because who do they put them in charge? Who do they put in charge of the screening? School counselors? School counselors are going to answer to who? The doctors. The doctors answer to what? The psychiatrists. The psychiatrist answer to what? The drug companies that say everything is an SSRI deficiency disease. Everything is, well, it's anxiety, so we got this awesome new drug. Cannabidiol? No, ignore that. Do not use cannabis, weed, because it'll make you high and addict you. The CBD? Not really. But that's what we're dealing with, folks. A culture that has completely lost connection to the real world. And that, again, is what I sensed Governor Bevin was reading. It. I was reading into his thoughts. He's like, we've lost it. And even Trump says, can we talk to one another? Can we become friends with one another? This is a way we can overcome that. But if you isolate kids who are nutritionally deficient and you put them on drugs or you vaccinate them into the autism spectrum, how is the connection going to be made? And we're going to ask Dr. Batar about that later, because they say this shooter at Parkland was autistic as well, or on the spectrum. So we've got some big questions to ask. Maybe we'll get some of those questions answered in a satisfactory way. Maybe they'll lead to other questions. But I'd love to hear from you. Go to robertscottbell.com, type in your comments or questions. If you want, maybe the phones will be open. I'm not sure. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. All right, check it out. Share it. robertscottbell.com. Coming back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end.
call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, health, freedom, healing, liberty on tap here, along with the raw milk and the raw cheese that some of y'all are eating or feeding your kids. How dare you feed them bacteria in their cheese? What? Wait a second. That's how you make cheese. Never mind. Ignore me. Oh, my gosh. We'll get into
like
childhood.
Blue cheese, right?
Yeah,
some
blue
people
cheese.
Won't eat blue cheese because, you know, they're like, oh, that has mold on it, right?
Yeah. Well,
well that's what makes it blue cheese, right?
The Limburger cheese. It smells so bad. Bacteria.
You know what? I've heard of Limburger. People joke about Limburger. I have never smelled or tried Limburger cheese before.
Well, I don't know. I haven't. I think I've had it, but... Obviously, smells are not off-putting to me because I can eat durian.
Because you eat durian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
So, and I could smell. I was like, no, but I know what it's worth. I know it's worth it. And I think that it's such an amazing food that for some reason God didn't want most people to eat. He's like, you got to earn this. You're going to have to get through the stinky part to get to the good stuff, right? I'm just thinking, you have to work hard for things. It doesn't come easy. In fact, we've got a story about that later. Where do you get wisdom? The road to wisdom. It's through durian. Maybe not exactly.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Maybe. We'll find out. You know, in the article by Rappaport today, the one size fits all, you know, oh, blanket, ban this kind of gun. Ban the buns, the butt stocks. What do they call those? I can't remember the name of them now.
Bump stock?
Bump stock, yeah. It's like,
yes.
It treats everybody equally as a criminal. And as I said, I posited this thought. Y'all tell me what you think. I think the people on the left that want to ban guns, they don't trust themselves with guns. This is why. Because it's actually quite irrational. Because that means that you trust the only people that can handle guns appropriately, safely, righteously, correctly, lawfully, are, policemen or women, and the military. And you've never seen either of them do atrocious things. You've never seen any of them violate the law in any way, shape, or form, or not do their job in protecting you, like in Parkland. So the idea that you would just say, you know what, like in Australia, if we could just ban all guns, this would be... I mean, I don't even know how to begin to have an adult intellectual discussion with you, because there's not even a starting point, a place where we can go, And as I've said as well, my right to defend myself and my family is not dependent upon how you feel about it. Because you're afraid of guns, you're afraid of what happened, and you're unwilling to look that it really is the psychotropic medication, primarily, among a number of other things, but that guns are just incidental, because there have been mass knife attacks. Yes, there have. So they'll find any way to live out their fantasy, whether it be bombing. This is not to say, oh, I give up and do nothing. No, it's to recognize the things that actually do contribute to it. Unless you're willing to give up your right to self-defense, because you feel like that's the only way society can be protected. But that's a collectivist mindset. We don't do collectivism here. And it's the same one-size-fits-all strategy that leads to vaccinations to everyone, for everyone. And the nonsense argument that, my gosh, we know we can't give vaccines to everyone because some of these kids are immunosuppressed, immunocompromised. Therefore, we have to give them to everybody else so that those kids can be okay. Oh, you mean that? Oh, yeah, you point that out, the vaccines don't always work? Well, yeah, I know that too, but still, we got to do this thing called herd immunity. These fantasies that play out, they're pharmaceutical fantasies. And they're not rooted in reality, but they're rooted in collectivism, because what they're saying is that we want you to potentially sacrifice your child because this child can't get vaccinated, despite the fact that even if everybody's vaccinated, there's no guarantee you're not going to get sick, because the antibody, even if it elicits an antibody, is not enough necessarily to protect you from any given disease, because the immune system is way more complex than that. Amazing. Imagine that. Man thinking he can outcreate the creator. Arrogant. Arrogant, ignorant, dunderheaded. And you collectivist leftists that want us all to give up our guns, all to get vaccinated, all to eat genetically modified food. We actually go to war everywhere, too. Why not? Have our troops in every country on the planet. Again, so the left and the right have responsibility here in many of these ways of adopting collectivist mindsets. You go in the military and you're now not cannon fodder for, you know, sacrificing yourself as a pawn in a warfare scenario. But before you even get to the battlefield, they'll inject you with many things. Many of them experimental. In fact, all of them potentially are. Because they do them with other things they've never tested them with. And then you wonder where childhood obesity comes from. Why it's going up. There's always been food on the planet, right? We've had an abundance of food in the 20th and 21st century. Yet how come now more obesity than ever? New CNN report says that obesity rates among young children in the United States are going back up again. Why is that happening? Could it be that the food is devoid of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals so necessary for proper growth and strength and vitality and function? Could it be that injecting heavy metals and toxic poisons, whether they be consumed, which is less dangerous than being injected, but nonetheless consumed, also causing the body to have to scrounge for every little mineral that's still left in there and then deal with the garbage that it normally wouldn't have to deal with to protect the liver and the kidneys that are just already decimated and overwhelmed. And when you are unable to detoxify the metabolic waste, much less the environmental exposures, there is a defensive mechanism by which you retain water, you retain fat to dilute the toxic burden, to protect the vital organs, the brain, the nervous system, which can't be really defended or protected when you inject these toxins in the guise of a vaccine, that you might have some level of viable protection through the alimentary canal unless it's butchered with napalm, the napalm of modern medicine, antibiotics, chemotherapy by any other name, ripping through your guts, creating porous holes, explosions, where now undigested proteins from animal sources perhaps that are factory farmed that also contain heavy metals, GMO residue, a lack of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. All of these things finding their way past the gut into the blood, creating hyperimmune responses until the immune system years later is exhausted. And now you're hypofunctional in terms of immune response, and you're succumbing to all kinds of diseases that even you've been vaccinated for. And if you don't manifest what they call polio, they'll call it acute flaccid paralysis. And keep pumping you full of it and watching these kids getting obese. They're not lacking for food. They're lacking for nutrition. They're not lacking for calories. They're lacking for nutrients. So they're getting fatter, even though they have access to plenty of food. And the CDC going, whoa, we don't know what's going on. Hey, maybe we should all put them on a diet. Let's restrict their calories. What's in the calories? Come on. Come on. I'm going to use a German. Dummkopf. Wake up. We go to England now. Our friends in the United Kingdom. We love our British friends. But they're on track to have the fattest generation ever. Yep. The UK millennials. Super Don, did you find any evidence to say that the United States American millennials are just as fat as the Brit millennials?
You know what? I did not. I did not find a way to tie those two things together. I'm going to guess that there's probably not an enormous amount of difference because it's not like the people in the UK are subjected to like some drastically different situation than what we are here when it comes to environment, food.
No, it could be worse. The British food could
be worse. Vaccines. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like all of this. It's, you know, very, very similar.
Similar culture. Now, do they have a love of coffee like we do here, the millennial generation of Starbucks on every corner? I think they have a lot of that over there, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to offer this as a solution for you fat Brits. Young millennial fat Brits.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Why? What is it that, what? Where are you going with this?
Listen. Do you want a solution, or do you just want me to do what everybody else says? Cut calories! No, because they're going to eat their bonbons. They're going to eat their special whatever cakes they get at Starbucks. But the thing is, you follow on around the back when they're through enjoying, they're sipping, they're doing their millennial stuff on their phones. Send them to the back of the room, hook them up to a Kalima board of some kind, and run some coffee in the other end. And detoxify these fat aspirates.
Yeah, but now, hold on. You want them to use Starbucks coffee for that?
You know what? It's better than nothing at this point. I'm just not counting on them.
Oh, my goodness.
I am not
Robert Scott Bell compromised on whether or not you could use Starbucks coffee for an enema or
Listen,
not?
I'm talking to the friends in Great Britain. They're not listening.
Something's
They're not
better
paying
than
attention.
Nothing. All right.
Get the caffeine in their bottoms any way you can.
Wow. You know what? I bug you all the time about being like a Sith, right? In absolutes. And today you have joined the light side of the Force. I'm impressed.
Listen, if they had done this long ago, if they had listened to me, there would have never been Fat Bottom Girls by Queen and Freddie Mercury.
Gotcha. That's a good song. Yeah.
But, like you said, I'm just saying they're toxic. The millennials are more toxic than any generation preceding it because generationally we've seen the toxin burden go up. Not many parents apparently figured this out. They haven't read The Brighton Baby, right, by Dr. Roy Dittman. And the whole concept of cleaning up your act before you have kids. Obviously, you want to clean up while you're pregnant, but before you even get pregnant. And, of course, these millennials are part of that generation also, hammered like no other generation before them with these vaccines. All experimental. So what is the solution here? Again, is it to starve them? No. Yeah, fasting could be okay, but these people are so deficient in the minerals that could counteract the heavy metals that are in their system. We're going to do the things we talk about all of the time here. And for those of you old enough to know what a record is, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the same principles apply. Detoxify their liver. Hydrate them. Selenium. Chromium to address blood sugar regulation and so many other functions of the liver and the brain. Silica for brain and neurological health. Get them off of the meds, the drugs, the refined carbs, the food colorings, the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavors, the antibiotics, or the animals who ate antibiotics just to be fattened up for slaughter, and then you go and eat them. Does it sound like I'm a little bit exasperated tonight? Because as I go through these stories, I'm like, I've done this before. Deja vu, right?
Yeah,
and here they are going, whoa, we don't know why, but the fattest generation ever.
You know, that is, you're right. You're right. And I it's funny that you bring that up because I go through this on a daily basis when I'm looking through the news.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've talked about this before where I get exasperated because I feel like the human race has a short-term memory loss problem where, you know, we're just repeating the same thing over and over, and the problem, same problems keep coming up and over, and we keep providing solutions, but nobody listens.
What do you want? Are we just not sexy enough for
Jeez,
you? Right? Super Don's got to go back on steroids to make you listen? Come on. I'm not going to let him do that.
What? I was never on steroids. What are you talking about?
That wasn't you? Oh, that was TMB. No. Sorry, that was Ty. Never mind. All right.
Ty was on steroids?
I think he was on the juice. Didn't he say it on the air before?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
All right. Cops forced to say they're sorry. About what? Next.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm really glad you're here listening on radio, but boy, oh boy, you're missing some stuff if you're not watching the YouTube, because I don't think we've taken one break, really, on the breaks, man. The show keeps going. Super Don and I just are ratting it out on these subjects, and I think there's a lot still need to be discussed on this with psychotropic medications. What kind of life community you want? What's the value system? These are all real discussions to have. I don't think we should shy away from talking about it. And I agree with you, Super D, as you're saying, is it the government's role to create that? No. But I think it is also not the role of government to completely get out of the way when criminals do criminal things. But unfortunately, like we said at the top of the show, the idea that you can remove, if something bad happens, a shooting happens, and then immediately they go after the guns, though the vast majority of people who own guns have done nothing wrong, will never do anything wrong in their life, and would have come in to protect those people. And so, government and those that argue for government intrusion into your lives always do the wrong thing, and then we end up getting more of the same mess that we say, we don't want any more of that mess, but do nothing. And that's why my hat tip to Trump, because at least he's talking to people that disagree with one another in a setting that they can't, like, hijack like Chucky Schumer does and just start making straw man arguments. And it, it's like you're taking that out of the equation, and I like that. I think it's smart. And like I said, I give Trump a lot of credit for that. And I know that makes my leftist friends angry, but, hey, that's your choice.
It's all about having a choice.
Yes.
And speaking of choice.
Yes. What's
speaking
choice
of choice, we are behind the idea of the choice to be able to use cannabis or not. Well, there's no doubt, I think, in anybody's mind, if you listen to the show, that's something we get behind.
And
there
we're not a bunch of potheads. We're not.
No.
But the point is, cannabis is a plant created by the creator, whatever you perceive the creator to be. I mentioned the cops. Most cops that I talk with, they're like, the laws against weed are ridiculous. We just need to get over it. Other than a few dunderheads that still are profiting from the jails, the system, all of that. But the cops are like, they have jumped on reefer madness even to this day, to the extent where they will stretch, exaggerate, or plain out lie to kids about what weed is and what weed does. And so what happened here? A cop got they give him a ticket, he got tagged for lying. What is this apology all about?
Well, you don't see it as much as you used to. You remember back in the day, I don't know if when you were a kid, they had the D.A.R.E. program. I think
yeah,
this
I
was
that.
More of like in kind of like the later on, like with, when my kids were small. They had the D.A.R.E. program, which was the, you know, the cops would come out and they would talk to the kids about, you know, don't do drugs and stuff, which, you know, I'm not against.
Rumor scared you know, straight. That
per se.
Yeah.
They don't, in fact, it was kind of cool. What they would do is they would usually have a car that they had confiscated, like in a drug raid.
Right.
And it was like a Camaro or you know,
now
something.
It's a Lamborghini. Did you see
Lamborghini,
that in the sheriff's
right?
office down there in Broward County?
Right, right. So anyway, this cop is at the school talking to these kids, and apparently he decided to kind of, I don't know, I guess kind of embellish would be kind of like a nice way of saying it
okay.
about the effects of cannabis. And okay. apparently he told the kids that if you smoke weed, it'll give you man boobs.
He said that?
Yes, and he said there are studies that marijuana lowers your testosterone. We call it doobies make boobies.
What?
Yes, and so, you know, I mean, obviously, they're trying to tell kids, you know, and look, we're talking about, like, you know, elementary school kids, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, these kids should not be running around smoking weed. I mean, I would agree with
that. When they find out the cops are lying to them, this is not going to bode well for law and order later in life, right?
He said we're finding 60% of 14-year-olds are developing boobies.
You know why? That is in reality.
Has nothing to do with
nothing
cannabis.
To do with weed. In fact, they were busted on that, and yes. they had to make an apology tweet, apparently.
That's right.
York Regional Police. Where is this? York where? Did you see where this is?
Let's see. This would be York. Hold on.
Yeah, not New York.
Hold on.
Just when they say this York.
Canada?
Anyway, here, I'm going to read this. You tell me in a moment. We're no health experts, but we're pretty sure getting high does not cause enhanced mammary growth in men. We are aware the misinformation about cannabis that was unfortunately provided to the community by our officers. We're working to address it.
This was in Canada.
Was York, Canada. So, folks, it's all due to Trudeau and his Indian garb, cultural appropriation, and also the fact that the real cause of man boobs moves pharmaceutical drugs. Yes, including the psychotropic medication they're putting kids on, allergy medication, you name it, vaccines, heavy metals, etc. That's causing it, not weed, not cannabis. All right, folks, we got Dr. Bichar coming up after the break. Check out robertscottbell.com for all the links. You'll know where we're going because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.